to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work. Hi friends, happy Sunday and happy new year. I am really excited to be moving into 2021 with you. And as this podcast has grown and evolved since July when we started the show, I look forward to expanding with more vulnerability and more experiential stories and wisdom. I think that I get caught in the trap sometimes of trying to educate, and I exclude my personal experiences. And my goal for 2021 is to really use discernment to understand when it's appropriate and necessary to really inject my experiences into this podcast, because I think that it makes it more relatable. And I think that I want you guys to know that the things that I talk about are all experiences that I've gone through. And so I hope to share more of that with you. And this first episode of 2021 is going to be a testament to that. So I'm going to start out with a quote by Marianne Woodman. She said, "There is no growth without real feeling. Children not loved for who they are do not learn how to love themselves. Their growth is an exercise in pleasing others, not in expanding through experience. As adults, they must learn to nurture their own lost child." And I feel like that is something that resonates so very deeply with me at this point in my journey. I've done inner child work now for almost a year and a half, and I found immense healing in that process. But there is something that I wanted to discuss about the process of inner child work that I think that some of you might resonate with and some of you might just use as words of wisdom moving forward with your experience of inner child work. And that is that we cannot deny the depths of our struggle, our hurt, our abandonment, our loss when we were little kids. You know, I see this all the time. I do it myself by rationalizing it. I feel guilty, and I minimize my experience by saying, you know, my parents did the best that they could, and, you know, like my childhood wasn't that bad. Like a lot of people have it way worse than I did. But what that does is it keeps us suspended right above that really core inner child wounding experience. And we excuse our parents from maybe the hurt that we experienced from them. That's not saying that we have to come and do inner child work from a place of blame, but we cannot just bypass the hurt and the sadness and the grief that we experience when we actually realize that our parents maybe didn't show up for us in the way that we needed at that time. And that's okay, but we now have to take that and we have to sacrifice denial at the altar so that our true potential as an adult, a creative adult, can be reclaimed. And so we can see this show up as, so if we maybe did not have a parent that accepted us or wanted us to be different or didn't want us at all, what happens is oftentimes we feel paralyzed when we sense disapproval from other people, other situations. That shows up in a number of ways. We feel very overwhelmed and smothered by anger and taking initiative. We feel like we don't have the capacity to be the person that can handle this confrontational, conflicting situation. we use rationality and knowledge as a defense mechanism. So we just live in our head, completely in our head. We try really hard to get recognition by pleasing other people or being known as the nice girl, the good girl, the nice guy, the good guy. And what we're seeking there is this need to be validated. We can develop perfectionistic tendencies or this feeling that what we do is never good enough. And we can also become very demanding, attention-seeking, hard to deal with, or even aggressive when we are not meeting our own needs. And what is missing there is a sacred space for our own growth. But what we have to do, again, is we have to give up our denial of our experience not being that bad so that we can access the truth that's really within all of that hurt. So that takes time and it takes skill and it takes practice and it takes staying because we have to build up our strength before tackling these very deep and complex things within ourselves. And oftentimes we can see when we're not facing them because we tend to keep ourselves stuck in victimization and we don't open ourselves up to the innately redeeming qualities that we can possess. Oftentimes, Marion Woodman talked about when you realize that your parents could not show up for you in the way that you needed at that time, that is the start to really becoming an adult because you're accepting that. But in that place, you become the orphan. So you can no longer go back and rely on kind of the old parental dynamics that you used to. So typically that as an adult, that really doesn't show up into going back to our parents for love and support. Sometimes it does, but not always. But most of the times it's seeking that in our love and relationships. And oftentimes we project that need for acceptance, nurturing, support, love, compassion onto our partner while we simultaneously refuse to give it to ourselves. And so the shadow side of being the orphan is being very demanding and almost narcissistic with your partner. But a gift state of the orphan is that the world is yours. The everything is potential. You have the potential to really step into who you want to be. So we really have to start understanding our inner orphan a little bit better when we are dealing with our sense of loss, our sense of failure, our sense of abandonment. And when we can address those issues more creatively, we see the potential innately there, but oftentimes we can't access it because we're sitting at the level that's right above our hurt, and we just aren't touching our hurt deep enough to access the true potential and redeem the true potential from our inner child in allowing him or her to truly grow into the adult that they need to become. So it takes immense courage to break the ties with your past and to stand alone in this. It takes immense courage. And oftentimes what we need to do is create a container for ourselves. I was just talking to a client about this the other day, about we need to create a place of groundedness, safety, and acceptance for ourselves so that we aren't constantly being triggered by the world, our relationships, everything around us. We need a place to come back to. We need a womb that we can sit in and feel a sense of belonging. And it's often up to us that we have to create that. And it's very nourishing and it sustains us through those very hard times instead of completely becoming enmeshed in your relationship and losing who you are in that relationship when you're trying to figure out who you are. So oftentimes when we were younger, It was our parents' job to create that container for us. It was their job to create a container that's safe, protected, nourishing, secure, while we grow, develop, and figure out who we are as a person. But oftentimes that wasn't the case. There wasn't a lot of space or attunement for them to mirror us. And so the boundary between the parent and the child becomes very blurred. And so now the child doesn't really have a strong ego. It doesn't know who he or she is. He or she is just a mirror for the parent, and that's how they feel safe. And as this carries into adult life, this can become very harming because our ego can get very fractured when we're in a relationship that has no boundaries. So we become very enmeshed in our relationships. So we really want to create containers with good boundaries that make us feel safe and secure so that you can come back to those places when you feel, at a low point in your growth journey. So it's important that when we feel that sense of loss or abandonment, we can come back to this connected place within ourselves. So oftentimes, healing groups, jobs, institutions, things created within the government are containers that serve as containers, and people typically, the people that are chronically going into school feel this kind of sense of nurturing. That's me. Or maybe you feel that in your job or a big corporation. But what happens is that when these big institutions or the government are self-serving and they act in self-interest and not in your best interest, that's actually just hitting you with another pattern of what happened in your childhood when you realized there isn't really space for you to be you here, and you feel very powerless and neglected and betrayed in some sense. So if you are feeling that, just know that you're projecting the need for security, safety, belonging onto whatever container, and that's just a sign to come back to self. And I put a post on Instagram that said, not new year, new you, but new year, more you. And I think that that is so applicable moving into 2021. It's not about where you can inject yourself to fit in. It's not about being the chameleon and figuring out how you can find love and belonging in certain relationships. It's more about taking that time and space to come home to yourself, feel safe in your body, listen to your body, and create containers with people who are interested in this type of work, if that's what you're interested in. You don't need to inject yourself in containers that are so focused on money and making 10K every month if that's really not what you're looking for. So be very discerning when it comes to what containers you're injecting yourself in this year and what feedback you're getting from the world that you're allowing into your bubble. So you need to create boundaries around yourself so that you can feel safe and secure as you move through this healing journey. So speaking of containers, if this is something that resonates with you, I am launching my next cohort of Born to Heal on January 11th. We have a men's group and we have a women's group. So if you're interested in that, go to the link in the show notes, put an application in, and we can hop on a call and see if it's the right container for you and where you're at in your healing journey, whether you're a woman or a man. And then also the last thing I wanted to mention was tomorrow evening, January 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am hosting a free webinar on emotional mastery. So in this 60-minute webinar, I'm going to break down kind of the what, why, hows of emotional intelligence and really teach you to create a solid groundwork of emotional navigation so that when you do inject yourself into a type of healing container, you know how to navigate your inner world and your experiences in your body with a little bit more safety and a little bit more understanding. I think it's the foundation to all healing work. So if you're interested in that, it is tomorrow night, and I'll drop a link in the show notes for that as well. And we will chat on Thursday, guys. Happy New Year.